At LASIK Plus, we know LASIK is a big decision, and every one of our patients is unique. That's why we customize your LASIK journey to you.
I'm so busy right now.
We offer a mix of convenient days and times, including 30-minute virtual appointments to fit your schedule.
I would love it, but I have astigmatism.
We treat thousands of patients with astigmatism every month with great outcomes. LASIK Plus is making your journey towards 20/20 vision all about you. So visit MyLASIKOffer.com today to start your LASIK journey.
Pacific Beer Chat records on the traditional unceded territory of the Coast Salish First Nations, including the Halitsum, the Catesy, the Kwantlen, the Kwikwetlem, the Matsqui, the Musqueam, the Kakite, the Semiahu, the Squamish, the Tawasin, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Stalo First Nations.
Welcome to Pacific Beer Chat. I'm Mike.
I'm Warren.
I'm Jordan.
And our guest today
is Chris.
And you're from?
From Haifa Project.
Haifa Project.
Perfect.
Tell us what Haifa Project is about.
Yeah, no, thanks. Haifa Project, really we split it up into three main pillars, beer, art, and community. The beer aspect of it, we're brewing beers we just like to drink, to be honest.
Nice.
The beer, the art side, really is coming out to like really using local artists and really highlighting them, creating a blank canvas for them to kind of just, you know, create, to have fun. And then the community aspect, yeah, we were just like, you know, COVID obviously made it a pain in the ass.
but
you know,
everybody.
What? Yeah, we the whole idea there was to every release have like an event somehow.
Oh, yeah.
Small, big, whatever you want to call it. But yeah, so, you know, that obviously went on a little pause, obviously with COVID. But, you know, the community aspect as well is, you know, really highlighting what we have that's beautiful in this community and giving back as much as possible. I mean, we can talk more about that later. But there was some projects we did with Ikigai, one of our releases, and gave money back to the Urban Native Youth Association.
Nice.
That's kind of a cool thing.
That's awesome, yeah.
So something we
Real
can do,
cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
So when did the Haifa Project start?
Yeah, it actually started, be honest, we were talking about this about, oh God.
So who's we, just to clarify?
Yeah,
for
no,
everybody
yeah,
else.
Fair,
yeah.
Fair
yeah.
Just me.
Yeah.
No. So it's actually three of us. So you got Chris Ron, which actually he also co-owns Slow Hand Beer Company.
Oh,
he
okay.
is the brewer. He's the brewer for us.
Yeah.
And then we all got myself and then Ben as well. Ben Regan. He's also my partner in my other business, Untapped. So it actually originated, like, honestly, this came about, like, before we even started Untapped, probably about 9 years ago. We were actually homebrewing in my garage, yada, yada, yada. We were like, oh, it'd be cool to have a brewery one day. And then that kind of went on the side as we did our other business.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, yeah, it came out maybe 3 years ago. I was talking again with my friend Takasudo, which did our first beer Inceptional with the Goose.
Dope graphics.
Yeah.
I really like that one.
Yeah, so he was our first artist, and he's actually our artist curator. So
nice.
He actually curates the list for us. So 3 years ago, we were just shooting the shit with him, and he's like, yeah, we got to do it. I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you know, okay, so we'll do it. And then literally, we put out our first beer, Inceptional, last July, so 2020. So
wow.
It's actually the beginning of, you know, customer facing.
Haifa.
It's just unfortunate that your whole idea of like putting out events was right in the middle of
terrible
a fucking
timing.
Pandemic.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was already COVID when we were, you know, thinking about releasing. We're like, well, you know, it's no better time than now.
Why not? We got some time on our hands.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
In fairness, though, you did do some cool live events that me and Mike were both part of, I know. I think I was like one of the fourth ones. I think you were the second one, maybe, Mike.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's you're still getting out there, which is dope.
Yeah, it was just via Zoom or whatever, right?
Totally. Yeah. Yeah, we still, that was kind of the community part. Like, you guys were involved and everything. We wanted to bring people in, you know, that actually care about craft beer and like connect with them. You know, it wasn't, we'll just pump it out and then see what happens. Like, we just really want to connect with everybody. So it was, yeah, it's actually fun. We really enjoyed that part. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Well, why don't we, so I'm getting too close to the mic here, but why don't we tell us what we're going to drink tonight? I know this is the second rendition of this beer. Why don't you tell us what's up?
Yeah, so this is the New Normal IPA. as you can tell on the front, is it actually was Peter Rick that did the art design. A good friend of mine as well, but he's very talented graphic artist, animator. He's also very well known for his music, Humans. He also has three other bands.
Wow.
Red, I'm not going to hack it all, but two other ones he's got for sure. And then, he made this design basically based off Akira, a don't know if you guys remember Akira back in the, I think it was the 80s.
I've heard of it.
Animation, post-apocalyptic.
Akira.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I loved Akira.
Exactly. So this reminded me of one of the characters on with the mask.
Interesting.
So
it's a crazy artwork. It's very detailed. And I love how you've made a point of putting the artist's name and his website just front and center there so you can... You know exactly who did the artwork.
Totally. You know, and you pointed that out. Like, really, on the cans, it's all about the artist.
Yeah.
Hyphen
is
on the side. Like, we don't put hyphen in the middle or
right,
the top.
Right.
We're really showcasing the artist here. So, give them, when we tell them, we say, hey, here's a blank canvas, go. We don't give them a lot to, like, restrictions. You know, obviously, can't use people that are recognizable. And
copyright laws.
We get that. But yeah, we just like go to town. The only thing I asked him was just kind of an ask. Hey, you know, it would be kind of cool to do something COVID related because it's COVID. Yeah. He's like, yeah, that'd be awesome. Let's do a mask. And I'm like, yeah. So yeah, that's the art. We'll probably talk more about it later. But yeah, the beer itself, it's an IPA, like it says on there.
Six and a half percent.
Yep. And we kind of play around. We say it's like a hybrid IPA. And, just being, you know, obviously you're getting the hazy qualities, the East Coast style, with the haziness, the soft, pillowy mouthfeel. And then the West Coast side, we're using these hops that are going to be giving it, you know, it's a little drier and a little crisper, really, at the end of the day.
Yeah. Yeah. So the hops are, they look like, you know, the. What you would expect to see in a big IPA.
Exactly. Columbus in the Whirlpool, Simcoe, Citra, Mosaic.
Mosaic, Simcoe, Citra, very popular for IPAs.
Totally.
Especially hazy ones.
Totally.
Yeah, this one's got some haze to it. It's not thick, but it's hazy.
Yep.
Oh, it smells fantastic.
Yeah, I haven't even put it to my nose yet, but
right?
It's like, boom.
You can smell it as soon as it hits the glass.
It was a foot away from my face still, and I'm like, oh, I smell tropical, and... Juicy.
Oh, dude, it's juicy nose all day.
Yeah, I'm getting sweet, fruity, tropical.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Almost pouring it down my pants. A little bit of that
spicy hops in the background. Oh, damn, that smells fantastic.
Yeah, when we were canning this, it was a beauty.
Yeah, no doubt.
It smells a beauty.
So where did you brew this one out of?
Wow.
So this one we brew through Slowhand.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
I figured
Slowhand's,
as much.
Slowhand's, you know, essentially we're using... through them.
Yeah.
But it's kind of, it's interesting because everyone, you know, obviously there's this kind of, I know people saying contract. Some people are for it and against it. And we're like, yeah, you know what? This really isn't contract brewing. Actually, it's a project within a brewery because he owns the brewery.
Right. Right.
And he owns this too.
Yeah, he's part of this too. Right. Yeah.
Really, it's a project.
Right. Yeah. It's like a separate brand by the same people.
Totally.
With a couple extra partners.
Different partners. Right. Yeah. I mean, his partner isn't on this, but you know what? Yeah, it's awesome. We love what they're doing too.
Kind of love too that building already has a history of breweries going through it before.
Is that where Hell was originally?
That was Doan's.
And Doan's, yeah.
Doan's. Okay,
yeah.
So it's a pretty small space.
Yes,
which,
it is.
Which is a funny story, because when I was telling you, we were home brewing in my garage. We literally, we had, you know, Doan's coming up. We actually had their pilot system. It was a little Sabco.
Yeah.
And we were actually playing with that for a round. So Evan was coming around quite a bit. And yeah, it was awesome. So it's kind of like, almost like, I don't want to say full circle, but yeah, we started brewing back where they were, you know, when they
very
started.
Cool.
Damn, that's
so
cool.
It's kind of cool, yeah.
Nice. I don't think I've been in there since Slowhand's moved in.
I don't think I have either, but I haven't been traveling around a lot to these fan breweries just since COVID's happened.
Exactly, and their tasting room's so small.
Yeah,
it's, I mean, cool-ass tasting room, though.
I've gone by a couple times, like, oh, I should go check it out, and they haven't been open at the time. It's like, damn it. Yeah. And then I just don't get into East Van as often as I used to.
Yeah, they're actually closed right now during the whole thing going on.
Okay.
And kind of winter season slow as starting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're closed for like tap room and walk-ins, but they're still open as a brewery.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Such a small space. It's got to be tough with the COVID restrictions.
No kidding.
There's just nowhere to move.
Yeah.
It's nooks and crannies in there. Like, it's, if it wasn't COVID, you could comfortably hang out with everybody, but just that, you guys are 100% right on tininess. Yeah.
They did a cool thing with their back, like, you know, the patio.
The side patio?
Yeah.
Yeah, it turned out nice.
Really, they just, like, you know, we actually had tacos with a big mural on it with a skull and this big container.
They
put a tent up and everything. We're like, oh, cool, we'll get something going, you know, awesome. And then, you know, obviously, once again, COVID, no fun.
That's
for
sure.
It's been helpful for patios, though.
Yeah.
I got to ask, it's called the New Normal IPA. Is that because this was happening at the beginning of COVID? and it's now it's the new normal. She's got a mask on, and
yeah, you know, it was a little play. You know, we're like, hey, this, you know, everyone's COVID, the new normal.
Yeah.
So we're like, hey, well, we're gonna make a beer for this.
Kind of but it is it now. Also seems like hazy is kind of the norm now too. You ask it for is, an IPA, yeah. and yeah. a hazy shows up, so it's a double entendre. Right?
It's funny you said that. I never really thought of that till now, but yes, great point. I like
you're
it.
You're so smart.
I like it.
Yeah, he meant to do that the whole time.
Right?
Yeah, come on.
It's got a really nice flavor.
Good mouthfeel too.
Yeah,
it's creamy. Not
punchy in the face with fruit flavors like some.
No, it doesn't really have the hop burn.
Yeah, but it's also not just a bitter bomb either. It's really balanced.
Yep.
Easy drinking.
Yeah, and Chris, you know, he does a really good job of that. And to be honest, all three of us really like drier beers. You just drink more of them. I mean, obviously when you dry out a beer a little bit more, it's not going to be, you know, it's not going to be as sweet. But when the sweetness actually brings out, I mean, Chris even mentioned this, it really brings out those, you know, berries, tropicals,
right.
whatever, those fruity flavors, more so with the sweetness. So this is, we like to think, more balanced.
It does bring up the calories, though, and the hangovers.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, me too. But no, like, some beers, when they dry out in this style, can just be too, like, for the style, too bitter or just too herbaceous or whatever. And this thing's got just a nice balance all the way through.
Yep,
sweet. Like, it is fruity. It is a little tiny bit sweet. But it's got a little bit of bitterness.
With a nice bitterness. Yeah,
I like that sweetness though. It works well with this for me anyways. I like these juicy hoppy
So do I. Yeah.
Yeah. No. It's. I mean, if you guys tried any of the other beers, I mean, that's the one thing people are saying. Yeah, they tend to be a little drier. And like, yeah, that's what we like.
Yeah.
And,
well, I mean,
I like finished beer.
Hmm.
Like, let it ferment.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Well, I guess one thing to ask is, how big are these batches? Because I've found it can sometimes be hard to find the beer.
Yeah, it's, I mean,
the biggest in the world.
I mean, first of all, we're slow hands, so it's, you
know, yeah, it's
not a limit. But I mean, actually, so what people can understand out there, I mean, realistically, we're talking like around 100 flats.
Wow.
So a flat being like 24 cans in a flat, right? So, I mean, we started bumping that up a little bit more. So I think we're 1 to 150, maybe 200, maybe. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's not much when you think of it in the grand scheme of things.
Very exclusive.
Yeah, yes. That's the whole idea, I think. I mean, that was the whole concept. It's like, you know, how to use an analogy. Kind of like, not trading, but like hockey cards. I was thinking when I was a kid. Mm, you know, I collected hockey cards. Yeah. And some of them were really hard to get.
Yeah.
But you always like try to get them. You're trying to get them.
I think I still have a Pavel Bure rookie card, I think.
I got I got an autographed one, bro.
Did
yeah.
Oh, I'm still looking for the Gretzky.
Yeah.
Good luck, right?
No, but like I can like say to that you guys actually are one of those ones that people go to find, because I'm that Instagram beer nerd that has tons of friends, and it's like, oh, if Hype is out, you're gonna go trade. I know like tons of guys that are here. Cool. Like Legacy, it's out today. We're going.
Cool.
Look at him bragging about all his friends.
I've got 2,000 online.
But no, that's the whole idea.
When it's exclusive like that, though, and when there's small quantities like that, if you want to try it, you're going to have to act and go and deal with it like right away, or it's going to be gone.
You got to hunt it down, know where it's at, and figure out how you're going to get there before everybody else. Because I've tried to hunt some down in my town, Pitt Meadows, Maple Ridge. There's no luck.
It can be hard enough in Burnaby.
It's like, well, I'm lucky I work downtown. At least I can jump on a SkyTrain and go to Legacy or like Brewery Creek or something that I know always carries them. But you still have to get there that fast because they sell out quick. You guys do have a following already.
Awesome.
How far does the beer go out?
Yeah, I mean, so we really, I mean, now it's funny. The actual brew is the first time it's leaving the province.
Oh, damn.
So it's going to Alberta, a really small amount.
Yeah, too flat.
No, good. Don't send it to Alberta. We want it in BC.
Well, it's funny, isn't it? Because I'm actually from Calgary originally.
I'm sorry to hear that.
We won't hold it against you.
Yeah, exactly. But we're sending it out there a small amount, but really all the other releases and even this release, most of it's in BC. And, you know, we hit kind of the main areas like Vancouver, Victoria area, kind of Okanagan, you know, Kelowna, Kamloops. But really it's... We're picky, like we're choosy. One, because we don't have a lot.
Right.
But two, we want to put it in the right place where we know they're taking care of it, They have the fan base. Yes.
Yeah.
Like a Brewery Creek or a Legacy.
Exactly. Yeah, whatever, like you don't want it sitting on the shelf. Like,
A government store in like Mission or something.
Some of the Jacks even just have so much shelf space they can't even put all the craft beer they have in there. I saw Bellwoods the other day discounted. Unrefrigerated? Oh, yeah, and discounted, Jesus. And the sediment was like a quarter of an inch thick at the bottom. I was like, it's been here for a hot minute. Literally a hot minute.
Well, that's why we do limited edition runs too, right?
Yeah.
It's kind of like...
It's always fresh.
You want to have fresh, and you probably notice it's been very hop-forward ones.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
The hops die very quickly. I mean, after 2-3 months, that beer is not the same.
Totally.
So do you... Like, have you guys basically exclusively done IPA so far, right?
I mean, we call them IPA, but Sona Psychotic was a pretty interesting one. I don't know if you guys had a chance to
I did have that one. I was on the live with you.
Yeah, that's right. I've done so many of them.
Like, I know. I feel you.
Farmhouse IPA, which, really is, more of like a triple.
Triple.
But for the most part, it's the hoppy beers. That's what we like. But saying that,
it's what we all like too. Yeah, so don't worry.
But we're going to be doing other ones. We got plans for some different stuff other than
You got anything you can talk about coming up in fall, or is it secret?
I don't know. It's probably about like maybe not about a secret, but it's kind of like, hey, are we going to do this? Probably. I'm like, okay, good. So
if you really say it here, they got to do it.
Yeah. I mean, let's put it this way. Don't be surprised if you see some kind of sours of some sort.
Okay. Another popular style.
Yeah. The cold IPA was a lager.
Yeah. And there's been a few of those.
They're becoming recently popular right now. Yeah. We just had one at Wild Eye the other day.
Yeah. It was pretty good.
It was good, yeah.
I like that style, to be honest.
Yeah. I do not hate on them at all. I really actually enjoyed the past three I've tried have all been really decent. So it's a good style to see coming out. It's different. And I love seeing different things that you don't see other brewers doing. It's like hoppy IPA, hoppy IPA, lactose IPA. Let's get those milkshakes going. But cold IPA it's good. And like nobody else is doing it right now.
I find it similar to that style. And I forget what the name is now, where they added that enzyme to dry the IPAs. The Brute. Yeah. They could be really good if done well, but not many were done well.
Absolutely right.
So cold IPA started pretty rough too, I find, but I'm starting to have ones now that are really, really good. But when
they're
really
good. Done really well.
Yeah.
I mean, people must be sharing secrets in the industry. Thank God.
Yes.
Who did one? I mean, a few of them came out in BC recently, I think. Yeah. We thought we were actually the first. Like, we're like, let's do this because we'll probably be the first in BC. And then like, before it released, I think two or three of them came out.
You were one of the closer ones to doing it.
There's always somebody to jump on board. I mean, it doesn't matter what the new trend is.
Yeah, exactly.
Whether it's, sparkles in your beer or whatever, someone's going to jump on it right away.
Has someone in BC done sparkles?
Oh, that was a couple of years back when everybody was doing the unicorn beers.
Oh, with the glitter?
Yeah, glitter beers. I did not know that. Oh, it was awful. It was a terrible year.
No, it was actually a pretty decent beer.
I don't know. Phillips was kind of, blah.
Yeah. No,
it wasn't that one.
The glitter bomb.
At the end of the day, the glitter is just a visual. I mean, it's not doing anything for the flavors or anything, so.
Nah, but that's the thing with the internet. It kind of takes over sometimes. Yeah. You've got this cool-looking thing, right?
One guy did a weird cask of it, and all of a sudden everybody's producing it and putting it in cans.
It's no different than that pea flower, where depending on the pH, it's blue like beer, blue or green. Or purple. Doesn't affect the flavor, but it's fun.
Didn't that came from Victoria Spirits doing their gin?
That's the place up in Nanaimo.
Somewhere on the island.
I know
Settlement
just dropped one like just after we did record with them last year or whatever it was. They dropped one recently. So
the Blue Gin.
And Cannery Brewing was playing with it. None of their packaged product, but they were playing with it.
Yeah.
It's an interesting thing to play with, though. Like
I just had another beer recently that had the pea flowers in it.
That was just pea.
Pea flower?
That's what happens when you drink with Jordan.
I was waiting for someone to say that. I didn't want to be the first.
I'm here all day.
Yeah. Till he locks the door.
Till he kicks me out, yeah. Well, this is working really well for me. Like, I had the first one when you first brewed, like a year ago, I guess it was almost, right?
Yeah.
And it is... From what I remember, it does taste a bit. It's almost more drier and like fruity to me. I want to drink it faster, but I know we have this beer for the podcast, so we got lots more talking to do.
One in the fridge. No, it's people that actually did try the first one. I mean, the big difference was, we didn't have Columbus hops in there, mm-hmm. but we actually, at that time, we were doing an in-house kind of two yeast combo.
Okay.
So we were hitting it with two yeasts.
Oh, cool.
Which kind of was, it was unique. Not a lot of people were doing that.
Yeah. No.
So it definitely...
Somebody we were talking to recently is doing that. Was that the place out in Hope?
Oh, yeah. Was it Show?
Mountain View?
Was it Mountain View with Show?
I was talking about doing that, or was
possibly.
It? No, it might have been one of the guys from the Okanagan. No, the guy from Soyuz.
Oh, North Basin.
Yes.
Yes.
He said he's doing yeast blends all the time.
He did did three yeasts in one of the... Yeah, yeah. He said he has three yeasts he played around with, and he's...
But you're right. Not a lot of people are doing that.
Yeah, he's out of... Calgary area like you and came out here, so I don't know, maybe you guys got something in common, right?
Probably a good chap.
Just reach out to North Basin and the Soyuz.
The only other people I know doing co-pitching would be people who are using Philly Sour along with another yeast to do a sour ale.
Gotcha. Yeah, I can't.
If you're going to do a sour beer, if you're thinking about doing a kettle sour, look into Philly Sour yeast. Okay. It's a yeast that produces lactic.
Okay.
It's fantastic.
Pass that on to Chris.
You heard it here first.
That's what P49 is doing for all their sour program now.
Really? Are you just giving away secrets, eh?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Be careful here.
Oh, yeah.
Let's not get too carried away.
Silver Valley's using it, too. Everybody's using it.
Yeah. Let's not get too carried away with Parallel 49 sour program, guys. Sorry, not sorry.
Wow.
Oh, you guys are harsh.
Sorry.
I gotta be careful here.
Yeah, no.
Ah, no, you're good. You're good.
No. Oh, can you talk about some of the other beers you've done and maybe some of the artists that you've collaborated with?
Yeah.
100%. I mean, I'll start with, like I said, Taka Sudo, which, like I said, he's also a curator for the artist.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he did an exceptional, really just taking on, like, I mean, not to go into too much, but he basically said, you know, it was COVID as well, because COVID was happening when we launched. And he said he was watching, walking home every day, and he would see these geese with the goslings. And he was like, they're so calm, you know, really, you know, just nothing was
He
going
didn't
on.
Try pet one, obviously.
Yeah, obviously he did. The cobra chickens watch
out.
Yeah,
I was going to say, the cobra chickens attack.
Murder chickens.
Exactly. But that's what he said. Like, you know, there's all this craziness going on. So it's like, it was nice to see some kind of like calmness. So he's like, it really inspired him to make this, you know, design.
Yeah.
So there was that one. Awesome. You know, really love what he does. Personally, I'm a big fan of him right from the start and a really good friend. And then we did, you know, this one. The New Normal was our second. Obviously, we talked about Peter Rick.
Yeah.
And then we did Casey Hall for number three. And Casey is an indigenous artist. His style is kind of urban graffiti with a little bit of, you know, his background of the indigenous background. So it was really cool to see him do that. And then what else did we do with that? We did, I'm packing people. Oh, yeah. Taka did a collaboration. So we did our very first collab.
That was one I was part of. And that was like watching that video of them collabing back and forth and just painting together was so cool.
100%. Yeah, it was rad. Those two of them doing together. It was, Jace Kim.
Jace was dope.
Totally. And then we had like Taka in there. But then it was a double collab. So we had a collab with the artist.
A collab.
Collab. And then we did it with Boombox at the same time.
Nice. For
that. So it was kind of fun that way. And then we had Lonnie Imre. Sorry, Lonnie, if I'm hacking your last name. But she's actually in Squamish, and she did the one with the crow and the
oh, yeah, girl. Yeah. Yeah. The chick, right? Yeah.
Exactly.
Like, all the artwork is very amazing. I've not seen anything like that I can't eye pick up. It's fucking sick.
Thanks, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's.
I'm on the webpage here looking at some of the artwork. Here's the one with the goose that you were talking
about. Yeah, exceptional. Yeah.
Well, if you're bringing up the website, I just want to say, if you go on and you go to the like the tag beers on top, you can literally pick the tag beer and it'll pop up with a fucking sick ass video.
Yeah, they've got everything. There's a 3D barcode on the can, and if you
QR
put
code.
Put your camera on it, boom, takes you to the page with all the artwork and everything.
Yeah,
that thing you scan at restaurants to get your menu.
That's what we do. Everyone's used to this shit now, so let's just throw it on the can.
Oh, don't say everybody. I don't want it.
It's so funny, too, because for a long time, the 3D barcodes or whatever, QR codes, No one used them. And then suddenly, like, it's just life.
I didn't know how to use it. I was like, oh, do I have to do something to set this up?
My wife had to tell me that you can just use your camera and put it on. Yes. I was like, oh, I thought I had to do something special and download an app. Just put your camera at it.
Well, speaking of, like, the phone things, I mean, I almost forgot Sean Kermaker. He did their Nova Galactus.
Yeah.
And that was the first time we had... what do you call that?
The QR code?
Yeah, we had the QR code, but it was augmented reality.
Oh dude, that was sick.
Yeah.
You could hold like the can Pokemon, up.
And the label like moves and shit?
No, it would like there would be a rocket ship fucking nice. Flying around Sable, and shit. So yeah, cool. It was.
There was a wine company that did that, I think. And I remember seeing the labels.
Crimes,
and
it was, 18 Crimes,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And it was so cool because the people on the label would come to life and start talking to you and everything.
No, this one was way cooler because it reminded me of something like a video game, like almost like...
Well, you need to do more Pokemon? Of that.
No, they were like that Animal City or whatever everybody's playing now. I'm not...
Animal Crossing?
Animal Crossing. It reminded me of that kind of animation, but like it was very, very cool to see because people were doing like Instagram posts with it, but then they'd have the picture of the beer and then they'd have whatever they had going on with the little fucking very flying cool. dude, however they made it work for their photo. Yeah, it was pretty rad.
That was cool.
Oh man, augmented reality. When Sean was telling me about it, I had no fucking clue what he was talking about. I'm like, what is it, virtual reality? He's like, no, it's like, comes alive. And I'm like, he's trying to explain to me. I'm like, I have no idea what you're talking about. So he showed me it.
It's like Pokemon Go.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. When he showed me, I was like, holy shit, this is like a Pandora's box.
Yeah.
Like, anything's possible here.
You need to do that.
Yeah. I would love to. It's...
Oh, I bet it is. Yeah.
That after the cheddar noise.
After
noise.
A couple of beers, though, after a couple of beers, you put your camera on there, you'd be like, hey.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know what? The cool thing is, you know, obviously, we're commissioning this artist here. Like, and I think, you know, not to name names, but we're doing it differently than a lot of people use local artists. Is instead of asking them to submit work and then pick, we're actually picking the artists from their portfolio and then
commissioning a piece.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not like they got to create something like hope it gets picked.
Right.
Or, you know, if they're doing that, they're probably picking something they already did.
And right, like, right. So you're giving them some actual direction and creating something new.
Well, we don't give them much direction even. We're like, that was the beauty. We're
this
like,
is the
hey,
label size.
Think of it as a blank canvas. Go to town. Okay. We have, like I said, you can't have, you know, sex, you can't have swear words, you can't have.
Right. There are restrictions.
And that's government.
There are government restrictions on what you can put on a label.
I'd probably do some crazy stuff. Yeah. We're limited on what we can do.
And those restrictions seem to be fluid and depend on who the customer is, but
yeah. No, but yeah. So old it's really we let them go to town. We let them go to town. So that's kind of a fun thing.
Very cool.
Yeah,
I like that.
So, do you have any plans to as COVID restrictions lighten up and we keep trying to get everybody dosed up on shots here? Do you have any plans?
Shots.
So, how do you think that changed in this many years? Little John was not be happy. No, but how do you guys think? Are you guys gonna plan any parties or anything like that?
Well, we'll probably have a release with it'll kind of be like a combo pack. So you get like, you know, those merchandise attached to it. It'll be like a syringe full of vaccine.
Oh, great. Party. Dope. I'm joking. That was good.
Yeah. Just call it booster IPA.
Booster IPA. I like it. Third dose IPA, baby.
Yeah, no, I mean, to be honest, the vision was always kind of have a, you know, fun, creative. The creative side was also the events.
Right.
You know, the artists are creative, amazing at it. I wanted to do really cool, creative events as well. I mean, the idea, even for our anniversary, was kind of like throw a showcase. So all the artists we actually commissioned and brought on, we throw like an event, a year-end gala, I guess. And then they would like auction off the real art.
Oh, yeah.
So they would make a cut, and then we'd put a big portion, maybe half of it or whatever, to donation, like to back in the community.
Cool, man.
Like that was something we really want to do. We will do it. But it's a matter of when and how. And
time,
You know what? To be honest, I just don't want to do an event for the sake of doing an event. But at the same time, do something like, I want to do a banger.
Right.
Like, when we can, I want to do a banger and make it fun.
Yeah, no shit.
I really do. I'm like, sure, we'll do small ones, but I want to do a banger when COVID's done. And, like, everyone's going to be fiending for an event.
Are you kidding
me? I'm sure everyone knows it's going to be doing an event as well, but it's like, let's do it then.
It won't matter because everyone wants to go to events. Yeah.
Beer festivals are starting again. I know Langley is starting up and sold out now. But Even without the events,
any new people,
but it's outdoors.
Yeah, it's an outdoor event. But I just wanted to touch back on you talking about the art and being like have it selling there. You guys do sell like prints of every can on your website, right? Really? So you can pick up like actual artists' work without even meeting them, right?
Yeah, you know, it's you know, really we just brought it out as a gallery grade prints, and not all of them, but most of them are limited edition, numbered and signed by the artist. They get it, you know, they obviously make a commission off that as well. So it's helping them. And especially during these times, like,
yeah,
they can give as much, we want to give as much help as we can. James,
for sure. For
There's not a lot of art shows going on.
No, exactly. Stuff these days. Exactly. So, yeah, so we have, you know, some are limited editions, some are open editions. So it means, you know, we just keep doing it. And it's a little, a little bit lower price point. But yeah, it's, we sell, you know, we're going to be, we always sell like prints for these designs. And yeah. If you guys are interested, we sell it internationally. Idea. So we have people in the States, Texas ordering stuff.
Really?
No way. That's cool.
Like, how the hell do you help find us? Yeah. Yeah.
That is a little crazy. You think about that. You're like, you haven't even tried the beer, but you want to print? All right, whatever.
Well, it's not really, doesn't really scream Haifa. It screams the artist.
Yeah,
right?
It does. Art is amazing. So
And at the end of the day, beer is only one of the three pillars of their concept.
He was listening.
Wow, Warren, listen for a change.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, no, it's been a fun. It's been fun, man. I won't lie. It's been really fun. It's been a passion project for sure. And,
excellent.
For me personally, I mean, I love the arts. By no means am I an artist.
Yeah.
Everyone in my family is, except for me.
Brutal.
It's true, though. It's crazy. They're all artists. And but I have a lot of respect for them. A lot of, you know, I love collecting it. I love like supporting them and sharing it with other people, to be honest. So yeah, this is our way of doing it.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That reminds me of my sister. She could pick up any instrument as a kid and play it. And
Really?
Yeah.
Hot cross buns. That was me.
that was me too. Or like, do you want to see me to get a level 8 of Mario in like 5 minutes?
And then some people beat it in 5 minutes.
Oh, I know. That was my babysitter. I just tried to emulate.
We gamers here? I'm a gamer.
Not anymore, bro. Yeah. I got two kids. Well, once in a while, I get to play the Wii, like, with my daughter. Yeah. Bust out some Mario Kart or some shit. I got my N64 still, too. You want to come over and play GoldenEye later?
That's crazy. I bought my Switch just before COVID hit because I was doing a lot of flying for work. And I don't play a lot of games at home, but I like playing it on the road.
Okay.
And then COVID hit, and I...
So, I can't even know what Switch is when they play and people watch, right?
No, Nintendo Switch is the mobile. Handheld.
No, you're thinking handheld. Of Twitch.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Twitch, thank you.
No,
Twitch
and Nintendo Switch is a both a handheld and a console.
You plug
it's got
it
a dock got that plugs in.
It's like an N64 and a Game Boy all in one. But
it's got like little pieces you can assemble.
The two controllers come off the side, but anyways.
It's awesome.
Non-beer related, but... I love Nintendo.
I was a StarCraft guy back in the day.
Dude, I love StarCraft back in the day on the computer.
Privateer.
Oh, cool.
So you play it handheld?
Privateer.
And then it also plugs into a dock so you can put it on your TV.
That's crazy, man. Okay, I did see that. Okay, I saw someone doing that, actually. Yeah, no, I mean, it was a good video I saw.
Yeah.
Thank you to our sponsor, Ross Vanderhoek, with Royal LePage Wollstonecraft Real Estate. Check out www.rossvanderhoek.com for all your residential, commercial, new development, and investment property needs.
We're back, and we're going to have a beer shared that it's just something fun.
Tell us what you got here.
Oh, that smells nice. So this one is
I'm not quite ready.
Equilateral. Equatorial.
Equatorial.
Thank you. My eyes are just... I can't even see it. I think I need to buy
it. You like some reading glasses?
Detour. Yeah, I think I do actually.
You guys are making me feel young.
Yeah, that's actually perfect right there. That's hilarious, actually. That's awesome. Well, I can tell you exactly what it is. It was a blend with the express intent of raising the humidity in any room, a mixed fermentation blend showcasing a playful series of handoffs between the tart, medium acidity, and blends are known for firm, funk background, expressive nature, fruit only the tropics can produce. Wow, this is long.
That's probably good.
Yeah.
What's the brewery name again?
Trial and Ale.
Trial and Ale.
They're out of Edmonton. Ryan is the owner. I've actually talked to him a few times. Awesome guy. They're doing some crazy stuff, like
This smells
spontaneous
funky.
Fermentation, barrel aged, obviously it's barrel aged. Yeah, it's like, ooh, everybody knows in Alberta the, I'm having a brain fart. What's the big one as well?
Wild Rose?
No.
What?
The one that does, God, I'm having a brain fart. They do like all the kind of barrel aged spontaneous as well.
In Calgary. Oh, God, this is going to blank here, of course. I drank lots of Alberta beer.
The guy, he was blank. A gaming, he owned a gaming company, sold it for shitload of money. Really? He started out this whole beer project that one of the brewer that he got was really? Actually trained at Canteon.
Oh, nice.
No way.
I'm having a brain fart.
That happens.
I can't remember. But anyway, these guys, I think, are right up there with those guys. And no one, like, they actually, Canadian Brewing Awards, they won like 2 or 3 awards. Like,
nice.
Cool.
Just recently. So, yeah, they're doing some great stuff. They'll probably see them soon in BC.
It's not like Alley Cat or Cooley?
No, Cooley, it's no.
The Craft and Cork.
God, I'm gonna have a
situation.
Blind
enthusiasm.
Yeah.
So blind enthusiasm is comparable. Like, you know, not to say they're the same, but you know, they do similar styles.
Cool. So just to let everybody know that we're tapping this, and this has to do with your other business,
possibly.
Possibly.
Maybe soon.
Okay, I may have heard of
something. Leave, just a heads up.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That has got some little tartness to it. Yeah. There's definitely some lacto in there.
So, smells great.
Daddy likes the smell.
We're going to bring this into Ale Blazers Club in 2022.
Okay.
That's part of the Untapped Club thing we're doing.
That's cool. Yeah, yeah. Do you want to talk about Untapped at all while you're on here? It's another venture you're in.
Do it, buddy.
And it is craft beer related.
It is craft beer. So, I mean, people that know and you guys know is our main bit. Like, you know, we have another business. Myself and Ben, which is also Ben Regan, is we own Untapped Craft Supply. So we, you know, for almost nine years, we've been bringing in beers from, you know, mostly North America. We focus on Canada, especially. So we bring in Deux de Ciel, Le Tour de Diable. We used to bring in Tour de Diable, the 12 Musketeers. We bring in Dunham. But anyway, yeah, that's our, we're an agency. So we bring in beers across Canada now, except for Quebec.
Wow.
And we started
just bring a lot of Quebec beers out of there.
Oh, yeah. We brought tons out here because we were selfish. We were like, we want those beers and they're hard to get. So let's bring them here so we can have them. That's literally how we thought at the beginning.
Makes sense to me. Yeah.
So we were like, yeah, I just want to drink them. But no, we started realizing we had these big, like Ale Apothecary, all these really high end beers. But, you know, there's a disconnect with people knowing where they were, they were even available.
Yeah.
And, the stores that bring them in, because they, you know, they have so many selection. They have big selection. Yeah. It's, you can't expect the, you know, someone working there to push the $30 bottle wine or bottle of beer before the four pack of $20 or $15. So I get it. So we just say, you know what, let's build something where we focus to the end consumer. So it's like we built this club. It doesn't cost anything. There's no barriers. You just sign in. And we just do releases with them. Special beers that have never been to market or hard to get. So we did Deux de Ciel, Pêche Immortel, barrel aged.
Ordered that.
We did the Bellwoods Hoppy beer releases. We did one right now. It's called Beauregard from Quebec.
Ordered that.
Did you? Okay, yeah. Hey, we got our best customer.
I was going to say number one fan right here.
But yeah, the whole idea is like never to go on the shelf. You can pre-buy it. It's the best price. Because we arrange a deal that we can get a good, really good retail price. Mm-hmm. And, you know, at the end of the day, it's brewers love it because they're like, oh, you know, it gets there as fast as you can. It goes to the people that want it.
Right.
And most of it's pre-sold. So they're like, yeah, like, perfect. Why wouldn't I do that?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. They don't have to try to sell it to people. It's already sold.
Exactly. So it's kind of a win-win-win across the board. So it's something, Ale Blazers. It used to be called Blue Ball Club. We had to like.
Oh, we had to, I know you.
Yeah. We had to change the name for a certain reason.
Weird.
But, so we just recently changed it. Rebranded as Ale Blazers. But people seem to like the name.
So, like, if you want to find you on like Instagram, then is it just at Ale Blazers?
That's good.
Yeah,
it is. It's fucking excellent.
This is really, really good. Wow. Yeah,
it's really nice.
Yeah.
So you guys just at Ale Blazers on social media? People can find you and order these beers.
Yeah, it's aleblazers.ca, I believe, or you can just go to untapped.ca, and we can link you through there. But yeah, it's aleblazers.ca, And just a quick sign up, and then you just get an email, and there's a Slack group, and yada yada. There you go.
Very cool, man.
Yep. That's, yeah, it's no commitment. You don't have to say, oh, yeah, I got to buy every month.
Every
you
month. It's not,
you're just getting the alerts.
It's not one of those box send clubs where you got to join. You just pick what you want.
No.
That's cool, man.
We're just like, if you want it, you can have it. If you don't, fine.
Very cool.
Miss up.
Well, this is tasty. Look.
Yeah, this is darn good for a, for a sour. This is quite nice.
Does it have passion fruit?
And no fruit or anything?
It must have guava or passion fruit taste.
Like I'm almost getting like here's lemon.
I'm tasting guava for sure.
What?
Here's the slack.
There you go. Yeah, but we got some pretty, honestly, I can't spill the beans. We have some crazy breweries coming in for 2022.
Nice.
Like, some, you probably would be like, yeah, you'd never get that.
Nice.
It's going to be crazy.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's funny. They don't give up a lot of the fruity characteristics on this beer in the label. It's just a dry blend of microbes. But I am getting some guava and stuff in there.
Yeah, but I don't think that's necessarily a fruit addition. I think that's just coming from the
yeast.
It's
definitely yeast.
Another cool thing to mention, because you're bringing a lot of local beer here around the country as well.
Yep.
What are some of the biggest brands you're bringing out of the province from BC?
You know, probably like Twin Sales would be a big one. We do Ravens as well. We got Ravens, Twin Sales. Who else are we doing?
And I mean, shit, Ravens is about to expand too. So
yeah,
we'll have more beer to send out.
It's crazy. Those guys are like, they're pretty well known internationally.
Really?
Like,
eh?
Well, they won that big award for their Corvus over there. You can see it.
Yeah.
The Lingonberry Gosa.
Yeah.
That when they get that, people like they kind of blew up. I think.
Just interesting
recognition. Yeah. Well, but it's a great beer. It is a great beer.
Nathan just left there. Now they got my girl Eilish. That's working there now.
Nice.
Like she came from Fulmer's and freaking. Well, she started off at Ravens
back east
to be
or something.
No. She's just a little ginger from BC.
Oh, okay.
She's fucking amazing.
Okay.
They've always been churning out weird but good stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But their location was shit.
Right.
You're on the wrong side of the highway.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like
it was a small little location too.
And now I think they'll be doing much better in a bigger place.
Hmm. Nice.
They're expanding the distillery too.
Yeah.
And they do a lot of stuff. They do like cider, beer,
really?
Yeah. I don't know if they've still got the coffee tie-in or not, I'm not sure. But
out there.
Yeah, they're
nice. Yeah, so those are the main ones. But yeah, like I said, we represent mostly Canadian brands, really.
Yeah.
So they're kind of going east to west, north, south, whatever
cool.
you call it. Yeah. We got one in Yukon, Winterlong.
Oh, Winterlong's good. Awesome. Yeah, they're good.
We just had a couple from them, didn't we?
Yeah, Cam, or not, nice. Sorry, Carnell shared them.
That's the other guy we talked to.
That's right.
They're a little tidbit about it. I don't know if many people knew, but like they're a hazy, sexy, cool, that hazy IPA.
Yeah.
He was the one, I'm not saying this, he's the one that said that they think they were probably the first one in Canada to actually do that New England hazy like style that you see.
Really?
Really popular in BC.
Really?
I know a lot of people think some BC breweries were, but he was saying he actually, correct me if I'm saying this wrong, Marco, but I'm pretty sure you say he went down to Modern Times. He goes every year he used to go and try to get inspiration. He was telling me. But yeah, that beer, I really like that beer. It's cool, yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the original Fat Tug was pretty hazy, but it wasn't a New England style.
Not even close.
Far from.
Yeah. That's cool. I've really liked their beer. I've had the chance to try it a couple times, and they do some good stuff.
Yeah, and
it's
neat
to see they've expanded so many friggin' times.
Totally. They're awesome, like, both of them. Him and his wife. They're amazing people to start out with. Like, a lot of, stories behind the breweries. There's legends up there for sure, but they're just great people, and I love visiting there. And I always have a good time when I go up there and hang out with those guys.
I still need to get up there. I'd love to get up to the Yukon. Yeah.
Whitehorse is fun, man.
Yeah,
it's beautiful and fun.
Nature's right there.
It's crazy. They know how to have fun. Like we actually went up there 5 years ago for their beer fest.
Oh, I'd love to go. Yeah.
We were like, okay, we'll go up there. They started ordering. We didn't, thought whatever, and it'd be cool to go check it out. We went there. Holy, did they throw a banger. And we've been there every year, except for maybe last year. But
yeah,
it's just a fun crowd, super energetic. There's a lot of young professionals there that make a ton of money and they want to go out and do stuff. And
really?
They like the finer
what
things.
What else is there to do out there?
Well, outdoors and that's about it.
Wait for that festival and get fucked.
Hike, hunt fish, I don't know.
I got a pro tip for you. When
fight
you're up
polar
there.
Bears.
If you're up there in the winter, you can walk across the river. It's a lot quicker.
I think you can walk across the river all seasons except for 1 month.
And you got Haines there, Alaska, too. Haines is fun, too.
Nice. I want to go to that barley wine festival in Alaska.
Yes, I've always talked about doing that.
Jeez, that'd be deadly.
And then I went to a barley wine festival in Seattle, and it almost killed me, so I don't know.
That reminds me, the Peche days that we do. It's like, this is awesome, but, I'm drinking 9.5 beer, and there's how many different, 6 or 7? I'm like, can't drink.
Oh, that was!
I can't drink three full, glasses.
I've been to one of those, and it was so much fun. Yeah, it was just like when what brewery was that that launched here? Speedway Stout.
Alesmith.
Alesmith, yeah. When Alesmith first came here, and there was a couple Speedway variants, and their barley wine. This and yeah. It was a really fun night. Really bad morning. Really fun night.
I bet. Yeah, they know how to do it up.
Yeah. Well, do we want to spin back to Haifa? I think
I was
I'm sure. I was like, hey, are we an Untapped or Haifa?
A bit of both, man. A bit of both. Why not, right?
What do you want to know about Haifa?
Well, I mean,
I'm curious about what your next release is going to be honest with you. Are you going to rebrew something else and make some variants, or you got something fresh new? Coming
yeah,
out?
Yeah, we got something different.
Tell me more.
Exactly. I mean, I'm pretty sure we can kind of start talking about, but we're going to do, the plan is to do a West Coast IPA.
Nice.
Cool.
Nice. I love West Coast IPA, and it's definitely making
they've been
comeback.
Making a resurgence lately. They and need it's to a, come back. One of my favorite styles, and I've been really happy seeing it coming back.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing a pretty unique hop. I don't know if we can say it right away because...
Do it.
Starts with an S. That's about it. But we're doing an artist.
Centennial?
No, it's Get out of here.
But yeah, the artist is already, we already had the art, is done actually.
Okay.
Nice.
For me, it's personally, a funny connection because they were awesome. This guy, his name's Dados, the artist. And Dados.
Graffiti artist?
Dados.
Is he a graffiti artist?
Yeah.
I'm familiar with his work.
Yeah. Are you?
I think I know who he is too.
Oh man. Yeah. So he used to be, I knew him actually through B-Boy back in the day. I used to be a B-Boy and I remember him, guy was awesome, but he was an amazing graph artist as well.
Mm-hmm.
And now that's his gig. Is like he's a graphic design, animation cool. as well. And he's doing a great job. Like he's really successful. But anyway, yeah, it's kind of come full circle for me, particularly because it was kind of I remember him as a B-boy, and I was like, oh man, he was amazing, like really good. He was part of the I don't know if you remember the hip hop band from Canada. Called Rascals.
Yep,
he was part of.
Who doesn't remember?
I used to hang out a lot with my very good friend Roger Swan.
No way.
Who produced the Rascals album?
And
I was there during a lot of the tracking.
Awesome.
Of that album.
I love Rascals.
I was there hanging out with all those guys.
Totally. This is Canadian hip hop right there.
Yeah, they're out of the East Coast, right? That's the Toronto area back in the day.
Nope, they're from Vancouver. Yeah, the other local the guys were Checkmate.
I might have heard the name once.
All right. Yeah. So yeah, he's the artist.
Did they know
Mad
Child?
Mad Child, Swollen Members.
Yeah. All right. So that's who I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So he's doing the art. He's actually doing an animation kind of style, graffiti style.
Very
cool.
Cool.
He's gonna have a giant. I could give a kind of a furry wilderness beast. On it.
Oh,
cool.
Tip for the hops.
There you go. You heard it here first.
Yeah. So West Coast IPA. After that, shit, who
That'll
knows?
Be cool. That'll who be knows? A nice tie-in with the artwork and stuff. That sounds Super. Great.
Yeah, it's going to be fun.
Damn.
I'm looking forward to it. But we started doing this new thing. I don't know if you guys released the new, online for this beer, the new normal. We actually started doing a different... video, graphic. We started highlighting musical artists now.
Oh, cool.
So that's kind of something.
Yeah, I saw that there was a couple of MP3 tracks that were there to play.
Exactly. And then on the actual, when you go to the website, the video of this, showcasing the new normal is actually the red. The band. Okay. And it's actually Peter Rick's band, so the same artist.
Cool.
Nice. Did the actual band as well. So we were trying to bring that kind of aspect in. It'll be kind of DJs, production, music, kind of style.
That's cool. Yeah. I've actually seen something else coming out that way where they have a QR code and it literally, you scan it and it pops up a Spotify playlist.
Nice.
For the beer. So it's like one's a rock one, one's a like, I don't know, rap. It was a shitty country one. I had to fucking delete that.
Is it from Alberta brewery?
No, I don't want to say where it's from.
Okay, never mind.
it's I think it has to do with a larger brewery collective, maybe. It's called Hoppy Heads.
Okay,
cool. But yeah, they have everyone is linked up. Their beer is brewed to a certain style, and then that art on the can is like a rap style or like a punk rock or whatever, and then that QR code comes up with a playlist on Spotify where that's it's cool. Like 20 songs. What I listened to was all old school rap. It was fucking tight. Had a shower beer and listened to that. It was excellent.
That's fun. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, everyone's pushing the envelope now. It's like, what can we do that's unique and creative? And I love that. And that's kind of like what we're trying to do here is like, what can we do to kind of like obviously showcase what we have in this great province and country, but like pushing the boundary, pushing the envelope, like you know, the augmented reality, when you know that, like you were saying, is like I can see many, and breweries are doing that, other businesses are doing it, like the way you can promote your product and your brand is like ridiculous with augmented reality.
Well, I mean, it's like NoFX punk band did a huge craft beer and punk tour.
Festival. It's called Festival, Drunken Public.
That's what it was. I couldn't. I was going blank.
Punk and Drublic.
Yeah, because that was one of their first albums. Yeah. I'm a huge NoFX.
Wasn't that Coronado?
Pardon me?
Coronado Brewing did that, didn't they?
I think in the States they did tie in with them. But yeah, in Canada, they did it a bunch. It was just all the local breweries.
But it was literally a festival called Punk and Drublic.
I was so pissed. I had just agreed to shoot some photos for something, and then they announced that on the same day, and I'm like, oh. Fuck.
I know.
How do I get out of this? Oh, I missed
it hard. I was like, and it was the last time fucking Mike played. He was 50. And it's like at the last time he's touring, so you probably won't see that.
Oh, again. Fat Michael tours some more. Come on.
Well, he's too fat.
Yeah, but he's gonna get hungry at some point.
No, he's just gonna need more alcohol and drug money.
that makes more sense than anything. I hope they do, because I like it was at the Pacific Coliseum where they used to have the what are they?
Oh, it was outside, but it was right there. But
like at the skate park, there. So it was like, and that's where they used to do like all the damn it, what were they called when I was young? The skate shows where it was like fucking BAM and like all the guys would. It would be actually a skate competition in Pacific Coliseum.
Yep,
no way.
Something jam.
Yeah,
what the hell?
It wasn't Snow
but
Jam.
They had the BMX guys.
It wasn't Snow
too,
Jam.
Right?
Summer Jam. No,
Extreme Jam.
No, was it wasn't BAM from Jackass. BAM Murray.
They were all back there. Like you'd see, like, but you'd see legends there. Like you'd see, like
Tony.
Nah, not that guy.
Not that legend.
No, not that cool.
Not legend.
But you get some cool guys. Like I can't even think.
Christian.
Like, oh man, we won't get into it. Fuck this right now.
Yeah.
Oh man, you bring back some old memories. Yeah. I think we're the same. We're hitting the same things. I think we're in the same age. Yeah.
No, he's way older, bro.
Yeah, but I hung out with some younger people too.
Hi.
Sweet. Yeah. No. I mean, other than that, I can't really say that we got. I mean, I'm not even trying to like spill the beans.
Some exciting stuff happening, but
yeah,
solidified yet.
Yeah, it's you know, and that's kind of the whole thing with this project is we're not nailed down by like, hey, we got to have core beers and we got to pump this out. It's like, hey, we're just trying to pump out beers that we want to pump out and have fun with it. And we're not like we have to.
There's no set schedule. It's not, you know, like exactly. You're tied to.
All I can say is it's honestly been working for you guys because they come out, they're delicious, and they're... Well, I'm able to find him because I'm friends with you, but
and you're downtown all the time.
I don't have to chase him all the time, but they're always cool. It's always a really good concept. All the art's always different, but you tie everything well into the community. So I think it'll be dope when you guys are able to actually have a party.
Oh yeah,
oh, man, I can't wait.
Yeah, that'd be great to go to a release party.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't wait.
You know, have the full experience.
I mean, I guess I can say like how I envision is throwing a block party. Like,
oh,
think
awesome.
Of like and this is like talking about, like, you know, we're talking about graph and like the hip hop scene is like, not to say this is kind of like the whole brand is hip hop, but it definitely has that feel of urban.
Oh, street. Dude. Yeah.
We don't like pigeonholing ourselves into saying this is what we are, but you kind of get it. But it's like, I want to throw, I envision throwing a party that's like outdoors, bringing the community, those local stores in, having a free party,
mm-hmm.
DJs, live artists. I mean, when I moved here like 12 years ago, there was a block party in Gastown like this that I was just like, oh my God. It was Livestock. Shoe, you know, the shoe store?
Yeah. Livestock.
They threw a party like this. It was like the escape ramp, DJs.
Really?
Local artists giving away free food. And I was just like, this is dope.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
This is like a block party. What a block party is supposed to be. Celebrating everybody in that block.
Yeah.
And that's, I was like, cool. That's what I want to do. Yeah.
So, fuck COVID.
Yeah, one day.
Actually, yeah. I think a lot of municipal governments right now are offering small grants to people if they want to put together a block party for
Who's
their block.
Small grant?
He's just a little guy. He's just a little guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, Grant, down there.
Yeah.
No, that's cool. I mean, I've also heard developers, property developers, like we were talking about this, they can get, like, they're developing an area. If they pump money back into that community to kind of like awareness, make it cool, I guess, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
They actually get, they get tax breaks on that. So any property developers out there that want to partner with Haifa, right. I'm just saying.
Why is he looking at me?
We'll talk later. Exactly. But yeah, no, that'd be, you know, it's kind of endless in some ways, but the whole idea comes, like we always say, it comes back to the three pillars. Beer, art, community.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it keeps it nice in our northern star, you know, as you could say.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, we're honest
mission.
About it. Yeah, it's our mission. It's genuine, too.
Like I said, like, I know Mike was on one before I even was, but you guys have been doing that from the get-go, even through COVID. You've been inviting, like, Instagram or, like, influencers, whatever the fuck you want to call us, to do these things online and just... to make it the community's here still, even though we're apart, you guys, we're all together from like different corners of like the province, and we should all talk and have beers and still be like, this is what's up. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going. Let's be friends.
It's fun. I look forward to those, to be honest.
I enjoyed the two I was a part of immensely. And that was one of the reasons that I wanted to get you guys on.
Cool.
I know it took a lot of time because we all have such crazy schedules, but like finally we got it going, and like this has been super fun, man.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys did. I was looking forward to it.
I think you guys should try to work with DOA.
DOA.
Old school punk.
They didn't show up at Cranog.
Did they?
Yeah.
I remember watching them years ago. They're like, Brewing? Yeah, this is our final concert. And I'm like, awesome. And
one,
I'm like, yeah,
right. Dead on arrival. Yeah, right.
They're fuck about to do a concert at Fire Hall Brewing too.
Really?
In Oliver.
Oh, man.
That's interesting. Rad. It seems like they're doing a brewery tour now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, that's crazy.
Well, they've played at Fire Hall quite a few times now. It
Is that
sounds
right?
Like. They're friends with Sid, so.
Well, yeah, and they just played at Cranog, so.
Did they?
And I know that Brian and Rebecca are into punk rock, right?
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
Totally.
I like this industry.
They're just kind of like the biggest old school punk band in town, so.
Yeah.
I don't even really know their music all that well.
Do you guys remember... Hanson Brothers, like the
Hanson Brothers, No Means No
band. Yeah, No Means No.
No, not that one.
The Hansons, the hockey guys.
100%.
Fucking loved that.
So those
we
guys,
had this on a conversation.
Here's a little thing I didn't know. And, you know.
So one of the Hansons, or one of the No Means No guys, he owns Wildwood up in Powell River.
Yeah. Right in Lunder, right by Lunder. It's interesting because, I mean, we used to work with True the Diable out of Quebec. And those guys, we became really good friends with one of the owners, Isaac, and great guy and everything. And they sold the Molson and everything, which is great for
them.
They
made some
money. They're happy. But you know what? They told the story about how they got into brewing, and it has a connection with No Means No, Hanson Brothers. With they said they were big punk fans.
The guy that owns Wildwood.
Yeah.
He used to put out homebrew videos back in the 80s when he was in No Means No.
Exactly. It was actually a CD with the music, and the other side was a DVD. How to homebrew.
There you go.
And Isaac gave him the CD to Andre Trudel, was the head brewer of Trudel. He's like, here, check this out. And they actually learned how to homebrew, and they're big punk fans, and they started Trudel that way.
That's so cool.
And then
John Wright.
John Wright. Yeah. And then the Hanson Brothers, they came out with the Puck Rock CDs.
That was awesome.
And there were songs on there about homebrewing too.
Yeah.
I need to look this album up.
Oh, that's fantastic.
If you're a hockey Canadian punk fan, that's perfect.
So I'm kind of hoping, but I'm not holding on here, but I'm hoping that sometime when COVID's over, the Wildwood Pub in Powell River will have either a No Means No show or a Compressor show.
Oh, tell them what Compressor is. I saw it.
It's a robot band, and John Wright helped program all the MIDI to make the robots play music.
It's crazy.
So it's like Chuck E. Cheese, but cooler.
Yes.
Way
cooler.
Way, and they rip. They rip. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
That's I was,
like,
interesting.
Watching it, I'm like, oh my God, this is actually a robot?
It probably won't. Probably never happen because so, he's like, you know, retired now.
Just to
now,
let you guys know, you're still listening to a beer podcast.
Yeah. We're still here. Yeah. Where are we?
So yeah, this one ties back to the ABC episode that we did at ABC Brewing, another brewing company, where we were talking, when I was talking about the punk rock Hanson brothers, and they were talking about the Hansons.
Yeah. Oh no, yeah. They got a cease and desist from the Hansons for because they were gonna call themselves Hanson Brothers Brewing.
That's their last name.
Yeah, because of the Hansons.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And then the Hanson brothers were currently opening a brewery in the States. So
I think it was just they didn't like the name, and then like literally they said, "We'll sell you everything. And all you have to do is send us an autographed poster and buy all the rights to everything." Well, they bought all the rights to like the website and everything. They got the poster hanging in their fucking office.
It's crazy because those two bands are like complete ends of the spectrum.
Well,
that's why
it's funny.
He got confused.
I'm
over
talking
there.
About the Hanson brothers. These guys are all looking at me like I'm on glue.
Well, you were talking about like names. I was like, no, it's Oombop.
Yeah,
Oombop. Scooby Dooby Doo. Ooh,
exactly.
Oomhops.
Yeah.
That's actually their beer.
ABC, who's the guy that owns it?
Cleet?
Yeah, I met Cleet him actually. Cleet and Alex? I met him before we were from just ABC? About to launch.
Great people.
Great people. Because we're there in, where are they again?
In that little New industrial West. Area at the
New
bottom
West.
Of Braid Street.
Yeah.
New Westminster,
exactly.
Yeah.
So we were doing, when we got t-shirts made, they were in the same area, like right around the corner.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, check out this brew. And I honestly didn't know it then, and I went and... It's like a garage door.
It's pretty small.
And I went in.
They got more space now.
I was impressed. Patio one, too. He was a cool dude. Super approachable. Really, you know.
And good beer.
Heard about and I actually like, was it Italian Pilsner?
Yes.
Their Pilsner is good. And I'm not a Pilsner fan, but their fucking IPAs all day, bro.
Yeah.
So good.
Nice.
Oh, yeah.
So I was impressed, too.
It's hard for me to get there. So, like, I chirp about them being delicious and, like, when I get them, they're always delicious.
Why are they called ABC?
Another beer brewing company. Another beer company. Sorry. Yeah.
I thought they just wanted to be the phone on the top of the directory.
Probably.
Who uses Yellow Pages anymore?
Nobody.
They tried to be Hanson Brewing. Is there anything else you want to tell us about Haifa? Like, anything?
Yeah. You know what? People are like, what the hell does Haifa mean?
Yeah,
so it's probably, that's, you know, a good honestly, one. A lot of people ask, and I'm like, yeah, fair enough. What does it mean? So, Haifa. I mean, I give credit to my brother. He's a brand. He basically built this brand. He used to work for an ad agency in Calgary. He's now contracting, but this is his bread and butter.
What's his name?
Patrick McKinnich.
Gia.
Yeah. Honestly, he killed it, and he literally came up with three different like brands for us. And as soon as he's like, I don't even want to talk about it to you. I'm going to just talk about this first. And we're like, really? Like this? I thought we had a process. He's like, yeah, but this
yeah,
is
but
when
this
I think
is
it's going
to
kill it.
One. Yeah.
So we're like, he presented it and we were like, yeah, this is it. So Haifa really, it comes down to the mushrooms. Mycelium network. So underneath the ground.
The way the forest talks to each other.
Yeah. So it's like mycelium is underground and then they all have this like branches. And Haifa is one branch. And that's what interacts with the environment, symbiotic relationship, like nutrients and da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
And Haifa is a group of them in an area. So that lent to the whole idea of the brands, like, we're, like, interacting with our community and really, you know, supporting each other. It's a symbiotic relationship with, you know, artists, beer, community.
And kind of being the way to communicate between those groups.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it's like a win-win situation between the whole thing. And the idea is, like, our vision is like, you know, this is down the road. Is like, yeah, we want to move it. We're doing an Alberta release, but the whole idea is eventually do it properly, is brew it there, either contracting or start up a brewery, but whatever. And using local artists in
Alberta. Or find a partner there.
Yeah. And using local artists for that local thing and building an event release there in Alberta.
Cool.
And then in other markets and other...
Yeah.
It's endless. Like, we could do it... Not to name names, we had people talking about, like, in other countries. Like, hey, this is great. We should do that. I'm like...
Right.
Okay, we're not there yet. We're still in BC. We're just moving to Alberta.
But I can see how you can take that template and apply it pretty much anywhere.
Totally. It's a strong brand.
Yeah.
And we were just like, and the name and the logo.
And a cool idea.
Look cool. And we're like, yeah. This is it. Like, just let's put it. Oh, sorry.
Right on.
Smacked your mic around. I said, let's just do it. Like, you know, it just, he nailed it. So, yeah, brand strong. We love the logo. So that's the name. That's where the name came from. And
it's nice because it's short too. The one name, easy to remember.
Yeah.
It, you know, it doesn't sound like somebody else.
I've always liked Typha Project, like just the way it sounds and comes across.
Well, when you put Project in there, it's like, ooh, very mysterious. What's going on?
Are you in the ghetto? Well, he's in Vancouver.
Well, either that or
there's piss in the alley and graffiti.
We're gonna have Haifa gang signs pretty soon.
I'll figure out one for you.
Yeah,
I'm pretty white.
No, but it's a positive message. We're not trying to be
right here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But really, it's a positive message. We're really happy about it, and cool. It's trying to spread like love and I wouldn't say love, but you know, it's really
spread the love, man.
Spread
fuck
the love,
yeah.
Showing what you know, the talent and what we have here in you know right now in BC, like really, and it, like you said. We can spread the, it's kind of endless. The whole idea, the concept is endless.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the, not only endless where it can go, but what we can incorporate into it. So I'm just, that's what gets me excited.
Well, it'll be fun if you can grow to the point where you're having different events in different cities. You could even start to cross-pollinate and take like artists from one city to another and all that kind of shit too, right?
Cross-pollinate, I love that. I love that. Seriously, I love that. No, it's true though. It's fun, exciting. It's kind of endless in some way, and it keeps us like you know the ideas, the juices keep flowing.
Yeah, so, you can almost say it's magic.
Magic, I love it. Magical.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, it's I don't know. What, here's a good question for you guys. When you first heard it, you probably didn't know much about it.
No.
What did you think?
To me, when I first heard about it, it was a little mysterious, and I mean, to be honest with you, there's so many beer brands and so many brewers and everything. You get inundated, and you got to kind of pick and choose which ones you actually investigate or listen to or whatever, right? So I hear Haifa Project, and it's coming by like anything else. It sticks in my mind though, because it's easy to remember, and it sounds interesting. And then I didn't look too much into it because I knew we were coming to talk to you.
Okay, cool.
See, cool.
And I wanted to be kind of fresh here so that I was kind of hearing some of this for the first time.
Nice.
For myself, it's like I found out about you guys early because I'm the Instagram guy. We talked online and like being able to jump into it and figure out what you guys were about, like it wasn't just beer. It was community, art. Even though it was on the back burner, you guys still reached out to like a lot of my friends. Like when I jumped on the first Instagram live or whatever it was, the website, I can't remember, but it was multiple people I've met out there like that aren't great friends, but they're still people I know in the industry that are just like craft beer geeks like me that love trying stuff. And to sit down and talk and like you guys are trying to do that community thing, even when you can't do it, you still found a way to push it out there and get us all together. Like maybe not everybody saw it like you would if you're out on a thing, but it was like on the website, really fun. I know the first one I jumped in, it was like a lot of people that are Instagrammers but don't speak, so I kind of jumped in right away. Being on a podcast already, I know how to talk and just get it going.
Yeah.
No word vomit this time, Mike. And then I just kind of let it at the first, and then everybody else was like, oh yeah, hey, I'm this person, and then the flow started, and it was really brought all us people together just trying one beer, which is fucking cool as shit.
And that's like the whole concept, going back to concept of Haifa, that's the whole concept of the Haifa.
Well, that's why it's I liked it, right? Because like I said, you couldn't do it live. You found another way to do it, and you've done it multiple times. Because I know the first time, I wasn't even aware of you guys, and Mike was. And I worked downtown, and Mike was like, hey man, I'm busy. Can you get this, pick this beer up for me and drop it off? I gotta do a live thing. So I was like, yeah, bro, of course, no problem. So he's like, here, crack one. And I took one home, tried it. I wasn't even involved. And I was like, fuck, this beer's good. Sweet. And then next time, and then I followed, I liked, I found, yeah, tracked it down myself. Uh-huh. Yeah. And yeah, man, it's, you're doing something cool that a lot of people aren't doing.
Cool. So yeah. I used to be that guy that was super plugged in. Now it's Jordan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll tell Jordan, I remember you way back when.
Oh, yeah.
Like 9 years ago, almost, yeah, 8 years ago.
Mike's Craft Beer.
That's what, yeah, you, yeah, mentioned, Mike's Craft Beer. So I was like, this is his new baby, and, yeah, I'm his bitch.
Yeah. Oh. Well, my newest baby is Brew Crime, but yeah.
Fuck you then.
Well, you know, I got to give credit where it's due. We have someone in the background that, you know, if you're in the actual lives, Instagram lives, you've met her, Shivani.
Yeah, yeah, she's, yep, dope. She's, yeah, amazing. Yeah,
so she's the one really doing the stuff that you don't see up front unless you're in those Instagram lives. But she's doing a lot of stuff, and she's killing it. And she's just, not only is she killing it, she's so approachable.
She's really awesome. Good with people. Very, yep, very cool. Very easy to, totally, talk to. Like, I came and met her the first time when I came to pick up Mike's beer, and she's like, oh, who are you? I'm like, I'm his bitch. She's like, okay, I'll follow you or whatever. And then the next time it was something like, I think Mike was invited too, but he was out of town with work or something. Yeah. And I was invited along with a couple of my other, like, actual, I've become good friends with them now through of everything. And yeah, man, it's just, the community part is fucking on point. I really enjoy it. Even, thanks, though COVID's been happening, yeah, you still made it work.
Well, that's the same thing with COVID. We realized, we wanted to do something. We almost had to do something. Like, what can we do? Because, you know, it sucks. Everyone's in the same boat here. Yeah. What can we do to kind of do our part? And it was like, let's do this. Let's get out there. Let's interact with people. And you hit the nail on the head. It's like, when people did it, we didn't know what they would think. We're just like, okay, well, it's doing this, you know. But we were genuine about it. Like, hey, we want to, like, connect with you guys. And a lot of them were like, hey, we got a lot of responses from people saying it was just fun and it was great to hang out with everyone because we can't do it like we used to. And I was like, right, hey, that's, yeah, awesome. That's, yeah, what
people
this is
were
all about.
Starved for that kind of,
oh,
stuff.
Man. Right? Oh, God, yeah. Oh. Still. How many freaking online games we played because we couldn't do anything?
Yeah, I remember doing that.
What the heck was that called again? Jackbox games on Zoom? And
yeah.
God, it's endless. Yeah,
I don't miss that, really.
No.
That's crazy. Ugh.
Oh, well, is there anything else you want to tell us before we wrap this bad boy up?
Yeah, I mean, not really. I mean, let's put it this way. If artists are out there really interested in, you know, want to be a part of this, email us info@heiferproject.com. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I pass it on to our
artists, musicians.
Curator. Yeah, artists and musicians. Local. Right now we're looking for BC. We will start looking outside of BC once we really get into those other markets.
Yep. I got someone for you.
Yeah? Nice. And then if you want to just ask anything, you can use the same email, info@heiferproject. Even our Instagram. I know Shivani's always on Instagram with the Heifer Project. If you want to, you were talking about these Instagram lives. If you want to be a part of that, yeah, reach out to her. I mean, or us.
They're very fun too. You drink beer with a bunch of like-minded people that just want to shoot the shit and fucking get out there. So yeah, I'd suggest it because I had a fucking blast doing it.
Yeah, it is fun. Like, and I love doing it. It's not a chore for me. I'm like, hey, I got to do this. That's fun. Because it's like, yeah, shit.
I kind of noticed that you're doing quite well tonight.
Okay. Yeah, thanks, man. Yeah, if anyone has any, I mean, we're always about, I mean, collaborations in a way. Like, if anyone has any cool idea they want to do, it doesn't have to be beer. Like, this is more than just beer.
Right.
We love beer. But if you want to do something cool, like, let us know. We're always open to ideas. It's awesome. And it's kind of like, once again, going back to the whole idea of what Haifa means. It's like connecting with people. It doesn't have to be the same thing. It could be a different environment. And like, hey, let's do something.
Very
absolutely,
cool.
Yeah.
So normally at the end, we do a thing where, what's your favorite beer? But
that's an easy one today.
Yeah.
We're all going to pick Haifa projects. So I
will awesome. Yeah, that was fun, guys. I'm glad we got to do this. I know we were kind of long due. And like you said, timing, but
it was overdue, and I'm very happy that it worked out, that we could all be here. Mike did a long drive to make his ass down here.
Sure did.
And
5.5 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot of construction on the Coca-Cola these days.
Yeah. But thank you so much for actually getting together with us, man. It's been cool, and let's do it again when you have some more releases.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And a big props to you guys. Hey, I like what you, I really love what you're doing. I actually listen to your podcast.
Thank you.
And keep doing it. I mean, this is it's pretty cool.
We plan on it.
Yeah. So, thank you.
Yeah, if you're doing a big release with a huge party and all that, it might be fun to even try and do a location.
Go live.
I was just saying, we should do a live
location.
Yeah, that'd
bring,
be rad.
Bring the artist on, bring on whatever musician.
That'd
whatever.
Be rad.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
We could do something like that. Let's do it.
That'd be super cool, actually.
All right.
Well, thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you, yeah.
Thanks, brother. Cheers.
Cheers.
Peace out.
We out.
Thanks for tuning in to Pacific Beer Chat. We can be found on all podcast apps as well as at pacificbeerchat.com. If you find a podcast app we are missing on, let us know and we'll endeavor to fix that. Leave us a review on iTunes as it helps expose more people to the show. You can email us at feedback@pacificbeerchat.com. We can be found on all major social media apps at Pacific Beer Chat. Logo design was by Tim, the craft beer tourist. Audio editing done by Cam, known as Cam on Tap on Twitter. To play us out, here is a clip of the song Lothian by the band Conundrum, performed by Kevin Ems. Find them at conundrum-music.bandcamp.com. The song that plays us out is part of our intro.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.